or the ministry is BOHM, www.BOHM, which stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, BOHMglobal.com. So we want you to check out the websites and find the information there that you need that will be helpful for you. We have a second half of Living the Good Life. That's what the name of this show is, Living the Good Life. The second half is coming right up as soon as we do this little station ID, and we're going to hear more from Betty and Megan, the mother-daughter duo. All right. We are back, Living the Good Life, right here with Pastor Marcia, along with Betty and Megan, mama and daughter. Yes, they are. So always good to hear from them and get a chance to share the Word of God with them. And talking about Jesus, our Messiah, I think, Megan, so many people don't even realize they need a Messiah, that they need the power of Jesus' life in their lives. Don't you think a lot of people are clueless to this?
You know, I do, and even some Christians are clueless, especially if you come from a religious background that didn't necessarily believe in the filling of the Holy Spirit. There's a whole new level to your relationship with the Lord when you're filled with the Holy Spirit.
Right.
It's something that's hard to put English terms to, but for me myself, you know, growing up in church ever since I was born, and giving my life to the Lord when I was 8 or 9 years old, and there's always been a level of evolution that's occurred in my life. Because of knowing him.
Right.
And what I mean by that is when the trials and tribulations occurred, it's like, okay, Lord, the only way I'm going to make it through this is with you.
Right. Exactly.
And it's a learning curve. And it's like, okay, Lord, what are you teaching me through this?
Right.
How am I to grow
yes.
through this trial?
Right.
And that's what people are missing out on right now is if you're walking on the earth, you're walking through life without the Messiah, you're walking with blinders on.
Right.
Because there's a whole other world available to you if you would just claim your salvation.
It's a handicap situation to be in without knowing Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. I know there's a lot of people out there that probably say, well, you know, I've lived a good life. I'm fine. I don't do bad things. I don't cheat on my spouse. I don't lie. I don't this. I don't that. But salvation is not about what you don't do. It's about what you do do. And what that means is with salvation, you now are open to the blessings of God in a more profound way. And having a relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords where you can go right into the presence of God and worship him. You can talk to him. He's with you every moment of the day. It is about having that experience with Almighty God, the God who created the universe, the God that loves you more than you can even imagine, him becoming your buddy, your friend, your helper, your comforter. The God that brings you peace and takes away your pain. Talk to me about all that, Betty.
Well, I was just sitting here at the kitchen table, and you know, I have these little visions of things sometimes that they're kind of childlike, but I still would like to share it anyway.
Go right ahead.
Megan and the kids were here this afternoon, and it just occurred to me just in the last 35 seconds that God is like we were taking out the trash. And I can see myself dragging these, and we have a quarter mile driveway.
Wow.
Of dragging these trash cans down the driveway. Now, I don't have a paved drive. It's gravel.
Right.
But Jesus just is like having a tractor like I had. And he helped carry the load.
That's good.
That's what he does. That's what he does for us. He helps us carry that load. Now, I could have struggled before they left here. I could have struggled dragging those trash cans down by myself. But why should I?
Right.
Why should I drag those down there when I have someone who created the earth?
Right.
Who took upon himself death on the cross?
Right.
For me, it's like, okay, I want to use the tractor. Well, that's God and Jesus. That Jesus Christ is our tractor.
Right.
He's the one that sustains us. He's the one that takes the burden that we don't have to carry anymore. And it's just,
boy,
that
that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
It's that extra. It's that extra. It's like a burst of fresh air. It's like a burst of strength. This week has just been really hectic for me, physically. And, you know, I pray each time before I walk in the house, dear God, give me the strength
right.
to complete what I need to complete for the rest of the evening.
Right.
That means chores. That means laundry. And you think, oh, well, he helps you with that. Oh, you betcha he does. Because
mm-hmm.
there was times I couldn't even walk out of my place of employment. But I walked in the house and I walked in because I just a simple prayer, God, give me strength to get through the rest of the night. He did.
And that's what we're talking about. When we claim Jesus as our Savior, our Lord of our lives, we're inviting him in to our heart. We're inviting him into our daily life. We're inviting him into our thoughts. We are saying, God, I can't do this on my own. God wants to bring it all together for you. And this song is one of my favorites. I haven't played it on the air for a long time. But it's such a peppy, cool song by Natalie Grant and Wynonna, Bring It All Together. This is what God wants to do for you.
I hear you say that you can't go on, 'cause you had it all and watched it fall away. You feel betrayed, 'cause everything's gone wrong. Can't find the strength to hope for a better day. We may not understand the reasons, but I know his promise will never change. Oh, he's gonna take your pain, he's gonna take your doubt. Gonna bring it all together, bring it all together. Gonna make you happy, he's gonna make you laugh out loud, yeah. He's gonna bring it all together, bring it all together for good.
You say you're living your life, doing the best you can, wondering if the struggle means anything. If you realized that it's in his hands, you'll find the peace that sweet surrender brings. Well, we may not understand the reason. Well, I know his promise will never. He's gonna take your pain, he's gonna take your doubt, he's gonna bring it all together, bring it all together. He's gonna make you happy, he's gonna make you laugh out loud, he's gonna bring it all together, bring it all together for good.
Uh-huh. That's what it's all about. He's going to take your doubts, your pain. He's going to bring it all together for you. Going to make you happy. Natalie Grant and Wynonna. They can sing about that, and they know it's true. That's what he wants to do for you, dear audience member. God wants to bring your doubt, your issues, your problems, your pain, the suffering of your past, things that you've just maybe never been able to deal with or get over. God wants to just turn all that around and bring it all together for you in a way that you understand and are able to let go of that past. Maybe you need to forgive. Maybe you need to just allow God to bring healing to you where you need that healing. What do you think, Megan? You like that song?
I do. I love those two together.
Yeah. Cool.
Love them. I love them, love them. Excellent song. You know, thinking of that, hearing that song makes me think of that you see this puzzle and that you have that one piece that you lost on the floor or whatever that you can't find.
Right.
And that one missing piece
right.
is God.
Right. That's
and when
exactly
you find
right.
it fits in there perfectly. It's not bent. It's a perfect fit.
Connie always used to say on the air that we have a God-shaped hole, basically, in our lives, and nothing is going to fit that. Nothing can fill that void except a relationship with Almighty God. And that is really what that song's talking about. He wants to bring it all together for you. He wants to bring healing where he needs to bring healing. He wants to bring forgiveness where you need forgiveness. He wants to give you hope. He wants to give you a newfound joy and a purpose for your life. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, I think that when you talk about, you know, the puzzle pieces, the void, is that God becomes the glue in our life.
Yeah.
Especially when we're falling apart.
Right.
One of the things that he did promise us that, again, we've talked about this so often, about his love, that he will never leave us nor forsake
right.
us.
Yes.
And to me, that is heavenly glue. That is a divine promise that he's kept for generation to generation. And he's always there.
Yes.
Even though we, you know, at times we think, you know, where are you, God? You know, we look at Psalm 23, you know, I'm in the valley, Lord, where are you? Well,
right.
I'm here. I'm right here with you. Is that sometimes when we reach a point in our lives where we think that God has forsaken us, that he's left us. He hasn't. We left him. We left him, and he's right, and I've always remembered this from your teaching. He's right where we left him.
Right.
He's exactly where you left him. What you need to do is he is always on time. We've talked about this many times. He's always on time. He's never late. We think sometimes, where are you? I've been waiting here, and you've preached this many months ago about being in a waiting room.
Right.
God, where are you? I'm waiting. I'm just going to patiently wait here. That's where he brings us to the meaning of salvation.
Right.
Is surrender.
Right.
Trust. Giving him the full reign of our life, not just part of it, but all of it. And he'll start to put the pieces back the way that he wants them put back.
That's what that song's talking about.
Oh, you know? Yeah. It puts it back into perspective of the way that we will see and understand and be able to give him all of the glory that he's so worthy of.
Oh, amen.
It's just, I mean, you can't, I mean, there's just no words that can speak about the joy, the message that God is trying to project to all of us through this radio station, through the Facebook post, through all of this, is God is trying to reach as many people as he possibly can
yes.
in these next few days, weeks, and months to come.
He is, yes.
And that's why it's important to understand the true meaning of the word salvation. And this show is just, it's going to be one of those that the people are going to want to listen to over and over again. so that they can fully understand what it means, salvation, being born again, eternal life, being able to have forgiveness for things that they thought they could never be forgiven for.
Exactly.
God is good.
Woo, he is. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. We're going to go there. Wasn't planning on it, but that's where we're going. In the Message Bible, 2 Corinthians 5, 14, our firm decision is to work from this focused center. The focused center is our relationship with God. And Paul is writing this in 2 Corinthians 5, 14. One man died for everyone. We just have been saying that this whole show. Jesus died on a cross for every single one of us. All we have to do is accept that. Okay? The next sentence, that puts everyone in the same boat. He included everyone, notice that word over and over again, everyone in his death so that everyone could also be included in his life, a resurrection life, a far better life than people ever lived on their own. So guys, you know, this is a free gift. Salvation is a free gift for everyone, anybody who chooses it. Do not look at others and say, well, you don't deserve it because I see this going on in your life. Or you don't deserve salvation because of the color of your skin or whatever. No, he says very clearly, because this is for everyone. Because of this decision, we don't evaluate people by what they have or how they look. Boy, that's right there. We looked at the Messiah, Jesus, that way once and got it all wrong, as you know. We certainly don't look at him that way anymore. Now we look inside. And what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start and is created new. That's what the salvation's all about. Fresh start, new creation. The old life is gone, a new life burgeons. In other words, breaks forth, okay? Look at it. All this comes from the God who settled the relationship between us and him and then called us to settle our relationships with each other. And I want to stop right there a minute because that's what that song that we just played. God wants to bring it all together for you, dear one. Do you need a savior? You may say, but I'm a good person. I really don't cheat or lie or, you know, I don't do this, I don't do that. It's not about that. It's about, are you a new creation in God? Does your heart belong to Jesus? If you were to die tonight, would you go to heaven? Would you be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity? Or would you just be there saying, but I'm good. You know, I quit doing this and I quit doing that and I don't do that anymore. So I'm okay. I'm good. No, this is about a relationship where you let go of the old ways of thinking and allow the Holy Spirit of God to begin to change your thinking and then your mind, your behavior, all of that. Talk to us, Megan. It's for everyone.
Absolutely. And you know, this is what gets to me, is don't put it off until you don't have the option. And what I mean by that is that if your life was to end suddenly, it's just like Pastor said, do you if you die during the night, do you know where you're going? Do you have your destiny set? Don't wait until you have such a traumatic illness that you're going to miss out on something that you could have claimed many, many moons ago. Because it is such, when we say that it is a life-altering decision, it really is. Because when you're able to forget your past, and the Lord is able to forgive you of your past and forgive you of all of the sins that you have committed,
right?
It's like standing in a, okay, this is just a visual example. It's like standing in a dirty pool of water that's not been treated with chemicals.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, when you make the decision that it's time to clean up, it's time to clean house, the Lord comes in and cleans all of that water out. And it's like looking through a crystal clear pool
yes.
of water.
Woo!
No more junk.
No more junk.
So no for his kingdom, have a purpose on this earth.
Right. Amen. Amen and amen. And, you know, these are the words of Jesus back in John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then John 3:17 says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. This is a gift from God, salvation. This is what the name Jesus means. Jehovah is our salvation. It means that we must be saved from something to something. We talk a lot on this show about coming out of something to be brought into something new. Okay? So what salvation is all about is coming out of the old way of thinking. Oh, I'm good enough. I don't need a savior. I'm okay. I'm a good person. You know, that coming out of that mindset to, you know what? All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's what it says in Romans. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, even people that are good people. Because sin is missing the mark. It's when we don't. When there's so many times that we don't do things we should, that can be a sin of omission. We omit to do something that we should. Or a sin we commit. Worry, fear, anxiety. When we are not trusting God, those are sins. We so often just think of the big few, you know, adultery, whatever. And we think, oh, well, I haven't done that, so I'm okay. No, we need to come out of our old mindset into a new mindset that says, I need a savior. This is where I think a lot of people mess up, Betty. They don't feel that they need a savior. They feel like they're okay.
Well, I believe that. We see it every day. One of the things that, just sitting here again, is God has an eraser. And you know, you can have a whiteboard, a chalkboard, whatever it is. And if you think you don't need a savior, then you need to go to your chalkboard and write down the things that are good in you and the things that are bad. Once you see the bad things like anger, unforgiveness,
jealousy,
jealousy,
fear, envy,
mm-hmm. stuff, envy, all of that, that's junk. That's
right.
Stuff that needs to be put in the trash.
Right.
Is God, once you seek that salvation, once you seek the kingdom of God and all of the things that he has for you, and you watch that erase board, that eraser that God has, all of those things are being erased. And you know what? He never remembers them again. He never remembers them again. And you have to understand the love of God. The
Amen.
Love of God stands beyond the cross to you, my son and daughter. And that's what God wants for you. He wants you to be free.
Amen.
He wants you to be free of sin.
Yeah.
But we ask for forgiveness on a daily basis because we sin daily.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff we say and think. And,
thinking. But once that eraser erases that past, now I'm talking about the past, and anything future on, that eraser comes in once you say, okay, God, I've sought you as my savior. You're in my heart. Now I need you to erase this anger, this envy,
sure.
this jealousy,
yes.
this lack that I have in my life. I want it gone. In comes the eraser and wipes it away,
Ooh.
Never to be remembered again.
That's the saving power of Almighty God.
That's the saving power of Almighty God.
And if we confess Woo! Our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. That's 1 John 1:9, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Bible says that we become white as snow. Yes, does that mean once we get saved, we're not perfect and never sin again. It's not like that. We're human. We're going to make mistakes. Megan, give me a minute before I play this next song.
Well, you know, even after we've been saved, there's still availability to sin.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't keep us from going back in the same rut. But what it does give us is the continuation of, Lord, oh my gosh, please forgive me, mm-hmm. or, you know, please erase what I just did from you, Lord. Please take this burden that I'm carrying off of me and
right.
throw it into the sea of forgetfulness.
Right.
And that's something as well, if someone is struggling with forgiveness, is that we can learn through salvation that we are supposed to forgive people, what is it, 7 times 77
yeah.
or
yeah.
something of that nature. And I'll tell you what, sometimes I'll speak the truth to that. That's very hard.
Very
but
hard.
But I have to ask the Lord, you know, occasionally, Lord, please help me forgive that person, because this is just really hard to mm-hmm. let go of, because people
right.
are going to hurt us.
Right.
And we're going to hurt other people. But the longer we walk with the Lord, and the more that we devote ourselves to be more like Jesus,
amen.
The greater our life's purpose becomes.
Oh, amen. We all need the Lord. I wonder what song I'm going to play right now. Could be people.
I wonder.
People Need the Lord by Avalon.
Oh.
Love this song. Dear one, if you don't know him, you need him.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go.
Praise God. Lord, we know this. We agree with you, Lord, in this song. People need you. They need the Lord. Dear ones out there in Radio Land, wherever you are scattered around this globe, I'm going to pray for you right now. And then later, in just a few minutes, we're going to give you an invitation to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Dear Lord, you know who's listening now or later to this show. You know who needs to acknowledge you today as their Lord and Savior. Lord, we don't know, but you know. There's no amount of arm twisting we can do. That's not our job. It's the power of your Holy Spirit to work in the lives of the people listening now or at some future date to the show. So, Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus, we come humbly before you, the three of us, and we say, please, Lord, move in the hearts of those that are listening that need to nail down their relationship with you today. Those that need to say, Lord Jesus, I see my need for you as my Savior, the one who forgives my sin, heals my body, helps me straighten out my life. Lord, I need you. Lord, those that you have positioned to hear today or listen on down the road that need you and need this decision in their lives, Lord, we ask that you draw them to yourself. And that when we pray this prayer in a little while, that you would speak to their hearts and have them pray it with us and invite you in to live on the inside of them. Lord, this we ask in your precious name. Amen and amen. Talk to us, Meg.
Well, you know, I'm just going to bring this up about salvation is that we are attending a church in Michigan, and it's really cool because at the end of the service, the pastor, you know, does the salvation prayer, and before everybody is able to be dismissed, he has us all, the whole entire congregation, put our hand over our heart and our other hand, our left hand in the air, and we all recite the salvation prayer. And this is like almost 300 to 400 people.
Wow.
But it's really cool because sometimes, like, if you're feeling, even if you already are a Christian, and you're feeling a little stale, like myself, sometimes I feel like it's like there's just something's not right down on an inside of me. Lord, I'm going to proclaim to you again that I am your child and that my life is yours. Mm-hmm. And I am not in control. I repeat that salvation prayer at church.
Right.
Because I just want the Lord to know that, you know, I am really in this. I am on the team. I wanna get into the gates of heaven. I wanna celebrate with you. I wanna be able to kiss your feet. And it's just it brings tears to my eyes because it's such a powerful outward recognition to the Lord that you're sold out. You're ready. You're ready for your kingdom life. You're ready to be the light on this earth.
Amen.
And, you know, I pray right now that those that are listening, even if you already are a Christian, that when we recite the prayer, do it again.
Right.
There's no reason not to.
Exactly.
It's just another moment in time that you can mark in your diary, in your Bible, or whatever, that on this date, I rededicated my life, and
Amen.
I'm ready to find out what the Lord wants me to do.
Amen. Woo, before I go to Betty, let's go back to 2 Corinthians 5, and where I don't know what verse we're in because I'm in the Message Bible, but I am probably in about 17 or 18 where it says that when you unite with the Messiah, maybe it's a little before that, we look inside and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created new. This is what happens, folks, when you say, Jesus, come into my heart. You get a fresh start. You are created new. The old life is gone. A new life bursts forth. Look at it. All this comes from the God who settled the relationship between us and him and then called us to settle our relationships with each other. God put the world square with himself through the Messiah. That's Jesus. giving the world a fresh start by offering forgiveness of sins. That's what Jesus did. He came to this earth, died on a cross, and what he's offered us is forgiveness of sin. God has given us the task of telling everyone. That's why we just played that song, people need the Lord. We have a task. We have a job to do. Tell people about what God is doing. We are Christ's representatives. That's what we are today, the three of us. God uses us to persuade men and women to drop their differences and enter into God's work of making things right between them. We're speaking for Christ himself now. Become friends with God. He's already a friend with you. How, you ask? In Christ. God put the wrong on him, Jesus, who never did anything wrong, so we could be put right with God. In the New American Standard, verse 21, is 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, he made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, I think that that right there, I mean, says it, it just sums it up for today, is that God, our Heavenly Father, includes all of us.
There Amen.
Is no one exempt from this. Is that we're all in a boat together. We're not in separate canoes. We're not in separate kayaks. We're all in this together, and that's what God is trying to do. Oh gosh, here comes the emotions. Come on, Lord, help
that's
me.
All right.
I want to get this across. Is that you've got people out here maybe who have maybe given their life to Christ, but have decided that I don't want that anymore. I can do this on my own. Okay, they're out in this little boat. And
right.
Then you have the people over here in this boat that says, hey, I don't want anything to do with him, and I just want to be left alone. But what God wants to do with his strong hands is to bring us all into this huge nucleus. He brings us into the center for us to realize how important that we are to him. We make it so
Amen.
Complicated.
We do.
Of why do I have to accept Christ? I'm going to give you an answer. Why don't you? You give me a reason why that you cannot accept Christ in your life. Someone who loves you more than anyone else could ever love you. Who else but the Heavenly Father, who would send his only son, now think about this, people, send his only son to die for you.
Wow.
When Jesus was dying on the cross, God turned his head because it hurt him so bad. But he knew he had to do it. He knew that there had to be, there was no more animal sacrifices, that there was only going to be one sacrifice. And that was for you, dear listener. That when he hung on that cross, when you see a cross, picture Jesus on that cross and remember, he did it for you. He did it for your salvation.
Amen. Amen.
Because he loves you so much that there's no other love greater than the love of Christ. And
you're exactly right, Betty.
And when you make that decision, it's not difficult. All you have to do, you don't have to say 75 Hail Marys, 25 of this or 25 of that. When you say, God, and we will repeat this with you, God, please forgive me of my sins. I want to be who you want me to be, not who I want to be. I want to forego anything that I've done in the past. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to put it in a trash bag, and you're going to carry it away with you.
Amen.
As I give my life to you, because you, Lord Jesus Christ, are the one that I want to serve.
Mm-hmm. You know, that song we played a little while ago by Natalie Grant, and and Winona, he brings it all together for us. We begin to understand that we're here for a reason, that God's got his hand on us, that we're not here as some chance by chance birth. God has a plan for you, dear one. God's got a plan. And part of the plan involved, or the most important piece of the plan, involves sending his son Jesus to this earth to show us what the Father really is like. That he is loving, that he has salvation for us, that he has healing for our bodies, that he wants to help us with the forgiveness issues in our lives, that God sent his son Jesus to point us to God the Father, that he is loving. We started the show today, not by coincidence, but by design, with the song, God is Good. God is good all the time. He is your loving Heavenly Father. Talk to us, Megan.
He is. You know, there is no father greater than him. He's always there to hold you. He's always there to comfort you. Even sometimes when you feel like that, you know, that you're not hearing from him, he's right there. He's still holding you. It's just that it's a possibility that during that time that there's something that he needs you to learn about yourself, and he's just become a little bit quiet. And he wants us to see how much faith that you truly have. And, you know, those times can be very, very difficult. But those times are those times of growth where we learn even more about that compassion that he has for us, and that drive that he has to give us all that we're entitled to.
Amen.
And, you know, knowing that I have and those that give their life to the Lord have that coming, it's something that gives you something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah.
That you know that one day you're going to be partying it up in heaven. You're going to see all those that have gone before you, and you're not going to feel any more pain. You're not going to be sad anymore. You know, there's such an awesome thing coming.
Woo.
That the day that the Lord comes back is a day that I pray for it every day. Lord, I'm ready. If you're coming, I'm ready. Let's go. And because, you know, you down here on earth, it's just there's so much suffering that goes on. And it's because, yes, that's life, but there are those that are suffering that need the Lord.
Amen.
And that is us, those people that have chosen to become saved. It's our job to live out our testimony. It's our job to pick up our cross and show those what they're missing. And
amen.
If you don't love the job that you have, I guarantee you, you're going to love the job of being a child of the King.
Woo! And we are going to invite you to pray that prayer with us in a moment. But first, get a taste of what it's all about. I Will Rise by Chris Tomlin. Take it to heart before you pray this prayer.
There's a peace I've come Amen. To know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome. And the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead. And I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will drawing near when this
darkness breaks to light and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. And I hear the voice of many angels sing, worthy is the Lamb. And I hear the cry of every longing heart, worthy is the Lamb. And I hear the voice of many angels sing, worthy is the Lamb. And I hear the cry of every longing heart, you are worthy, you are worthy, worthy is the Lamb. I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise.
Someday you will rise. You will be in the presence of the Lord for all eternity if you know Him as your personal Lord and Savior. And now is an opportunity for anyone out there listening live or later on to nail down that decision. Betty, would you repeat after me? And people, pray along with Betty. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now.
In the blessed name of Jesus.
In the blessed name of Jesus.
I ask you, Lord, to come into my heart.
I ask you, Lord, to come into my heart.
I want to know the joy of salvation.
I want to know the joy of salvation. I confess with my mouth
that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That He is the promised Messiah.
That He is the promised Messiah.
That He came to this earth to die on a cross for my sins and sicknesses.
And He came to this earth to die on the cross for my sins and sickness.
I believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead.
I invite you now, Jesus, to come into my heart.
I invite you now, Jesus, to come into my heart.
And to cleanse me from anything and everything.
To cleanse me from anything and everything.
That I've ever said or done.
That I've ever said or done.
That was not pleasing to you.
That was not pleasing to you.
Forgive me for all my sin.
Forgive me for all my sins.
And cause me to become your child, born again today.
become your child to be born again today.
This I pray in the name of Jesus.
Oh, this I pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Talk to me, Meg.
Well, you know, if you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family.
Amen.
And
amen.
If you just gave your life to the Lord, will you please email Pastor Marcia? Is it Pastor Marcia at BOHMGlobal.com?
No, it's just Pastor. I was here first before Pastor Jim.
Pastor, oh! So just Pastor at BOHMGlobal.com, or even email the prayer line so that we can start praying for you and that we can embrace the change that you just made in your life.
Amen.
Because you know, I have a huge smile on my face because I feel that even if just one person gave their life to the Lord,
right,
hearing this radio broadcast,
yes,
that my life has been enriched.
Amen.
Because I know that someone's heaviness has been just relieved,
right,
from their life.
Right. Yeah, he's brought it all together for him in a brand new way, right? Wow.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, you know, like Megan said, if there was just one in our listening audience today or in the future accepted Christ as Jesus, there is a party going on in heaven.
Right, absolutely.
Because there is another one that God claims as his child,
mm-hmm,
and that we will spend eternity with him singing and praising God around the throne. And
amen.
What greater joy does that bring to our Lord than to know that there was just one that was saved today?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing to me how good God is,
yes,
how gracious he is, that he, there's a song that, you know, God, everybody thinks that God carries a gavel. He doesn't. His love extends beyond anything.
Amen.
You can even,
amen,
know or imagine.
Yes.
And that love extends to you, dear listener.
Right.
And you say, but you don't understand what I've done. We don't, but he does. And
right,
that's
right,
what that prayer of salvation is. It's an eraser. It's a whiteout. To understand that it's been blotted out, never to be remembered again. And because of that, God does love you, and he cares for you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you.
He really does. And, you know, going back to John 3:16 today, for God so loved the world, that includes every one of you out there. For God so loved the world that he gave. He loved, therefore he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes, the key is believing, okay? It starts with love, and then it goes to giving. Don't we love to give to our kids? Don't we love to give to those around us we care about? God's love gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. So the key to eternal life is not living a perfect life. It's living a surrendered life. It's living a life where you say, God, help me each day. God, sometimes I get into bad attitudes, or I say things I shouldn't say, or I hold resentments or unforgiveness. Then when you realize it, you say, God, forgive me for that. I'm sorry. And sometimes we have to make amends with other people. But the goal of the Christian life is not to live a perfect life, but a surrendered life to the power of God in our lives. I want to give you both 1 minute apiece, and we got to get out of here in just a second. Starting with you, Megan, talk to us.
Well, you know, that living a surrendered life to me means staying pliable, staying moldable, like,
amen,
a piece of pottery.
Amen.
Because Jesus is the great, you know, he's the great carpenter. He's the great potter. He wants to mold us,
right,
into the person that we're supposed to be.
Yes.
And that is so important to being living that surrendered life, is just always maintain that nature of being able to be coached.
Right.
Like a good athlete.
Like a good athlete.
And
listen,
yes,
to your coach. Yes.
That's right. And always have your ears and your eyes open to be aware of a learning situation that the Lord is teaching you.
Exactly.
And may you be blessed. May you be blessed.
And you know, that's so true, Megan, because so often it is about coaching. Because, you know, Jesus, when he lives on the inside of us, he comes in there to help us get through the day, help us see when we have a bad attitude, or help us conquer fear or overcome anxiety. Those are things he wants to help us with, like a coach, like an athletic coach does so often, works with the players to help them get better, you know, at living. And as we just said, God is not expecting you, dear one, to live a perfect life. That's not possible. But God is expecting you to grow closer to him on a daily basis. That's what it's all about. I think we lost Betty. So, Betty, thank you so much for being on today. That's your precious mama. And Megan, you and the kids must have visited this weekend with mama and had a good time, huh?
We did. We made a surprise trip and enjoyed some time together.
Okay. All right. So thank you, Megan, for being on. Appreciate you both. And we pray for our listeners. So thank you very much. And to all of you out there, I want to remind you that we do have that prayer line that works 24/7, 365. It's email. And it's a great way for you to put a prayer request in. And we have a prayer team that takes those prayer requests and we send it out to the prayer team. And then one of our leaders, either Betty or my associate pastor, Pastor Jim or Shell, will write a prayer for that request and send it out to the team. And many, many people will be praying for your needs. So write that down somewhere. Prayers@BOHMGlobal.com. Stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. So prayers@BOHMGlobal.com. Use it. Don't forget our Thursday night show, Go Yard, right here with me, Mama Mac, and Dr. Angel, our counseling, life coaching show. Also, I'll be doing a Facebook post this week, a new one, and you can go to our Beacon of Hope Ministries Facebook page to catch all the ones that you might have missed. We've been doing those almost every week, not always, but almost every week since January. So we've got a lot of good things for you to catch up there. So remember to join us again next week right here on Living the Good Life. And this has been Megan Kramer, Betty Thomas, and me, Pastor Marcia McAllister, bringing you the Word of God today. Go back and listen to this show again. You can do that. It'll be up on podcast probably this evening. So just go to tantalknetwork.com and go to podcasts and go to Living the Good Life. It's not far to Jesus. God bless you. See you next week, 3 o'clock Eastern, right here.
It's not far from here to Jesus. His loving arms are open wide. Close your eyes and he will lead you safely to his side. There's no need for you.